last lady left in the library. There was shit on the end of the brush again, Graham. How do you see this shit on the brush and then put it back in the holder? Surely you swirl it about, froth it up a bit, put a bit of toilet cleaner foam on it, and then put it back the same colour white as it was in the beginning. Looking through my post, I got a suck-ass birthday card. Last term's essay. God, Ann Post delivers quicker than this student. Excuse for the essay being late? Dog et essay. Grandma et dog. Grandma died. Original. That's my 14th dead grandma this month. And a P45. So that's what they look like. The bottom part I give to my new employer because I fucked a cleaner in the cleaning closet, and some little inbred princess has it on her mobile, me chasing after my top whilst all about me falls around in hysterics. Yes, Graham, it's patently clear to me that my high-pitched orgasm has gone round college like wildfire. May not get another one like that for a while. No staff ticket to the commemoration ball, I see. Teesside have got 12 hours a week, teaching term time only. They want a specialist in Java or Linux. And so does half a dozen blue chip companies, and they're willing to pay top dollar. Universities are run by accountants these days, Graham. They waited till we were all out in Tuscany on our summer vac and gutted the place. No accountant would fart in the bath for our salary. They put fine art degree on the web. You just download a certificate after plugging in your bank details. It's a bloody goldfish bowl. Everybody knows how long your Tampax has been up for. What's the problem? Not been one oto of shit left on the brush since Rose has been working here. I don't see why I have to go. The bursar rammed me with his arse again in the post room while I was emptying my pigeonhole. I said it's still sexual harassment even if I'm a lesbian. You could park a tank in the shadow of that backside. He said the VC's out all day soliciting more international students from Japan, so I've no chance of putting him on a charge. He's got all the social grace of napalm though, hasn't he? Nothing much grows on him except for that huge finger wart. Probably gets that from playing with his tiny cock or not washing afterwards. His bloody shriveled up cock. You can see it through his too tight polyester pants like a squashed tomato, dying to get out. You'll have to mind the pinhole burns I've left behind in the carpet. That's my deposit gone for sure. No fireproof carpet's ever been a match for molten ganja. Just leave a note for the incoming warden to throw a rug over it. Any news on who she is yet? I recommended yoga to the bursar once. I did. Said it might help him become a bit less uptight and get out of his head from the vice chancellor's backside. I'm sure he doesn't inhale enough air. His skin's that evil-looking haddock they serve in the hall. The air around here is pure poison anyway. My snot is brown. It's all been downhill since we let nouveau rich chubby chavs gain admission. Fuck me, is that one on the lawn? Yep. Tongue too big for a mouth. Pot noodle hair tied back in a child's denim glitter scrunchie. The last time I had a tutorial together with someone like that, she was trying out a new hairdo. I remember, blonde. Probably thinks she'll have more fun. She'll have more acne down her chubby little face. She spilt most of the diet-yourself kit down her neck. If she hasn't got the money for it, she'd just stay mousy brown. It suits her personality. Her t-shirts are too tight, not in a good way. That is, if there is a good way to stop the blood flow to your digestive organs. Huge breasts, and she doesn't wear makeup. Picture Britney's body with the face of a brickie. I had this huge uncontrollable urge to bully her. I mean, 100% full-on, all-time clever bullying so nobody knows. Play with her fat little mind, I hate her. 5 foot nothing and round as a sumo. Don't you just want to pop her and see all the fat ooze out? What's she got to smile about? She's only serving up the drinks for the ball tonight because she can't afford a ticket. Do you think they'll let me smuggle myself into the commem ball if I put on a big dress? This lot would drink their old urine before they'd face a scandal. Are you getting anywhere with polishing that silver? There's an awful lot of silence. My taxi's booked for noon, you know. I knew it was a mistake when they asked that fat girl to Dean's dessert. As soon as their food was over, she downed half a bottle of whiskey to show the boys just how hard they are in the valleys. And then 10 minutes later, whilst talking to the stud of the med school, she keels over, head bangs the floor. And him, he laughs. He's a medic. He's already fucked her by in the library. I saw them. They're like animals. What does he care? Gotta hit these protection. We don't want these people reproducing, otherwise we'll end up with a college plagued with obesity. One fat fucker is enough. All my teaching unions asked me to make a statement. Dirty bastards, eh? They just want to get off on it. I'll do them a memo tape, shall I? Give them a souvenir. Batteries up. Yep, okay. It all happened so fast and furiously, I swear none of it was premeditated. Rosa pushes me into her cupboard with a rough dig to my shoulder. All I could think of was the big bag full of cheap fags and lighter fuel Rosa had strapped to her pretty naked body. She was a human incendiary device digging into my ribs, naked white body slides over my tummy in a rush of Marlboro and Super Kings. It was black as Whoopi Goldberg's nostril except for the light off a few Ronick tins. Rosa pushed her soft, cold fingers up my stomach over my nipples. She yelps, God, your breasts are huge. Rosa was drunk, warm breath of Thunderbird all over my face, and mine was all coffee and Bendix. I cursed the fact I was wearing tights, but it was a hold-it-all-in day full of executive stress. Deep, warm French kiss turns into a blowjob so fast and so warm. I felt my neck wet and then my nipples sodden and her tongue so huge it went on forever. She stuck one solitary finger up inside me and moves it in and out so slow. I want more. I want it faster, harder, stronger, just to get rid of the stress of all those crappy meetings we're obliged to go to. It's the slowest climax known to man, and it comes from nowhere. All of a sudden, I'm ready to fall at this bitch's size 5 blood-red platform heels and suck them clean. A sudden draft from the crack in the door turned her saliva to antifreeze, and I shook. She kisses me, and it's like we're on TV, which, technically, thanks to Nokia, we were. Everyone's cheering, and Rosa just thinks it's funny, tossing a big, thick, feck-off hair backwards and saying, gotta scoop, I start work in 2 hours, need to change my knickers. I'm barely breathing, petrified, because now everyone is just staring at me, shaking mid-orgasm, butt naked. She shouts, put a bra on, Pat, you dirty cow. And then she's off. She have no shame. My bra is tangled in the fire extinguisher. Never thought I'd live to be a fire hazard. These tapes are the longest, aren't they? Memo tape clicks off. What it's worth, Graham, this is to the bursar with love. Do you know there are 20 ferns in his room, all in top condition? Anyone who can keep stem rust at bay on a gymnosperm has got time on their hands, and he's on a grade 4 salary. I've had my revenge on the bigoted little shit. He had the nerve to say at morning meeting in front of all the catering staff that I should have known better than to fuck the downstairs staff. He called Rosa a dirty little whore, which, so technically correct, sounds a bit like a witch hunt. So to cheer myself up, I bollocksed up my final expense report. Yep, my items to be claimed. They would be the Chinese symbols. Is Rosa assigned to new building now? Deaf as a coot you are. Sod care in the community, we've got you all working here. Bandits, I can spot that vintage Ronick tin a mile off. I make that 8:55. You're on schedule, Rosa. J clothes under lean toned sun kissed arm, immaculate mop and bucket. Rosa says cleaners are like camels, you never know which way they're gonna turn. Skirt cut tight on her thighs and then she bends over. That micro mini. An unusual choice of apparel for cleaning and an old CNA vest that makes her nipples look like football studs. Her arse in that skirt. Rides so low I can see her knickers. Nylon purple lace clung tight to her sweaty little arse and she's off with the upright hoover. Long corridor turns right into cleaner's cupboard. Small key turns once to the left with sharp wrist action, hand deep inside, hot flick of nipples. Sharp, scratching bite licks off skin, smooth hand movement down, elbows going faster and faster till I can't feel my teeth. They're over the Ronick in the cleaner's cupboard. The last lady in the lecture theatre gets one fuck too many. High on feeling an economy sized pledge. Check. Come on, lazy tart. Rosa, you're slacking. Where's my dirty talk back girlfriend? Come on, take the heat. You had a range there. Look, Rosa, my VC dress. Careers have been launched or terminated on the hemline of a Laura Ashley summer frock round here. Why do you think women got where they wanted in the 60s? They were wearing minis. No way is a bottom corridor hanging out when I'm washing. I have to do one last spot check on her room before I can leave. Can't have the wet knickers of the working class short-circuit an entire accommodation block just because they've draped over a fan heater. Accommodation blocks are the last thing on any cleaner's list, always out of range. No one gives a shit about student cleaning. It amounts to opening the curtains, emptying the bin, whether the student is in the room or not. Did you hear that chemistry's closing? It's made national news. Our chemistry school survived the Civil War. All kids want to study these days is to just how to fucking go on X Factor. What are these kids going to do when all their generation is left with is world hunger? Recite Beowulf? Academia is now dictated by the whims of teenagers. Some more tripe to be buried in the middle of the college warden's report. Not being a bad term. Just the one suicide and a rather messy rowing accident. Well, the boating club was more concerned with the damage to the boat. It's a shame kidneys don't regenerate because the cox was quite fit in an inbred home county sort of way. Kind of sums this all female college up. They didn't throw her in at the end. Do you hear that? Ask a stupid question. Can you seriously not hear that? How do you get through the day like this? I'm calling Nightline. I mean, I like a joke, but Victorian corridors don't have the girth to do justice to our girls' hockey talents. It's Pat, the gay girl. They're kicking the fat girls' clogs down the corridor again. Yes, clogs, they're from Holland, but made to pop a plant plot and not put on your feet. Classic hockey stick tactics. They kick, she stands and watches. It's the same girls who threw a teddy bear out the window. Sort of stuffed toy. Harmless fun, really. Torturing the working class. A sort of aristocratic tradition, but just in case she tries to josh it, I'm giving you the heads up. Heads up. Nightline, you can never tell the ones who are going to jump. All that work to get here, then splat all over front quad. They smile as they fly past my window sometimes. Yes, I've seen a few. We got her here on a transfer from a rather macho college down the road that sorts of put rugby where other people put religion. That's got to stop too. We're not to reject these types for too flimsies to stick it elsewhere. Our girls have been hockeyed into shape at minor public schools. This one couldn't cut it at the rugby club dinner. They stuck a bottle up her arse when it was empty. I think it gave her a breakdown though. If you're fat, average and poor, this is not the place for you. She stands out. Anyway, I've been wanting to destroy her academic career completely since she got here. You'll take her off the books too. How should I know? The big fat butterballs in your court, ducky. What if she was to fail her exams there, get a big fat delta? She'd never know. They'd be obliged to extend my contract so I could coach her through the retakes. I'd have to retutor to here. We'd make her repeat a whole year. And sayonara. I'd need to put in a recommendation fast to the Vice-Chancellor before he calls collections. That's sort of a situation's emails were made for. Her LEA grant probably won't cover an extra year of tuition, but never mind. Her parents could remortgage the house. They're good at that. And let's send the email. Delightful. All those tutors have been ousted out of their faculty post-pants down, but Patricia, not so fast.